Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Hello and welcome, all my friends. So, the question for today is, if money had ears, what would it hear you saying about it? And what if it could hear every thought you had? What if money isn't avoiding you? What if it's responding to you? And that's the one that kind of hurts, right? And here's the thing, my friends. You don't attract money by chasing it. I know we've been taught that, but it's true. You don't attract it by chasing it. You invite it to be with you. And today, that is what we are exploring, is we are exploring the frequency of money, baby. Woo woo! Today on the Exploration of Wonder podcast with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. I'm a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, intuitive empowerment coach, and your biggest fan. So, and if you have a topic you would like to explore, please drop me a line at hello@danielle.com. I'm curious what you're curious about, and I guarantee what you're curious about, I'm curious about. And if we are curious about it, other people are too. So let's explore it and see what we discover. So drop me a line at hello@danielle.com, DONNIELLE.com, and let me know what you would like to explore. And check out my website while you're there, danielle.com. All right, so today we're doing a topic that is big for everybody. I won't lie, it's big for me too. Different times of my life, it's been like, oh my gosh, it's the most important thing. And then other times it's been like, oh yeah, I have money, yeah, so what's the big deal, right? Yeah. And what's interesting about all those times is looking back personally, because, you know, I'm very intimate with my own personal story. What's interesting about those is those different times of abundance, of like, lack. I am a different frequency each time. And the more I explore this with my clients in private sessions or classes or anything like that, the more I'm really looking at and discovering and exploring the frequencies we are with money. One of the things I want to introduce right at the beginning is, what if money has a consciousness of its own? All right. And I don't mean it's like an entity of, is going to get in a body and look like, oh, look, there's a body of money. Although that'd be interesting. But what I mean by a consciousness of its own is every idea, concept, thought, plan, and what do you call it? Not procedure, structure of this reality is an entity unto its own, and it has a consciousness of its own. So what I mean by that is there is a frequency of money. There is a collective knowing of money, and money is an entity unto itself, in one that we can tap into, one that is out there. So every time we think about money, talk about money, we are tapping into this frequency, to this entity, this consciousness of money. So one of the things I'm going to ask you guys to do right now, even if you don't know how to do it, you do, okay, is tap into that energy of, not energy, sorry, energy, yes, but tap into that frequency and that consciousness of money itself, okay? Just tap into it a little bit. What do you perceive about it? You know, the first time I had people do this in a class, it was really interesting, the things that came up, because sure, the fear came up and the hatred of like tapping into that frequency of money, and people are like, do I have to? I'm like, yeah, you want to change what's going on with your money? Yeah, you have to tap into that frequency of money. But then I asked them, and I'm going to ask you, because I know some of you listening immediately went into that of money, right? But those are your judgments. Those are your points of view. What's underneath that? Tap into that true conscious element of money. Feel that space? That's the consciousness of money. What if money isn't out to get you or avoid you or evade you? What if money is actually here to contribute to you? And, you know, whether you believe in reincarnation or not, and, oh, good, somebody in the chat room said the energy underneath is luxurious, expansive, massive brightness and joy. Yeah, that, right? And so what's fun about this is, it's like, What if money is here to contribute to you? Oh, I remember. What if in reincarnation, you don't have to believe in reincarnation. An old friend of mine used to say, I don't believe in reincarnation, and I didn't last time either. So you don't have to believe in reincarnation, but if you do believe that we chose when to come to this planet, which I do, whether it's for the 100th time we've come to this planet or the first time we've come to this planet, but we knew we were coming now. I do believe that. And if we know we are coming now, this time, this place, this lifetime, this point in history, we knew money would be an element that we would deal with. We knew money would be something that would be a part of our daily lives. And whether I've ever met you in person or not, if you're listening to this, I know you're not a coward. You are brave. You're confident. You are, I know some days may not feel as confident. I get that. We all have those days. But you have to recognize the potency and brilliance and no fear of coming in at a time when you knew money was going to be an element. What that tells me is those of us here at this time, we knew money couldn't stop us. Oh yeah, I can go in to be planet Earth at that time and have a lifetime. Yeah, money's an element, no problem. I can be friends with it, I can make it, I can have it, I can share it, you know, no big deal. I got it. Money, no, that's not going to keep me from coming and being born at that time and having a life. So where did we put money in charge? Where did we make it insurmountable? Where did we make it the enemy? If we knew we were coming in at a time when it wouldn't scare us, when we could use it, have it, and let it be a nurturing part of us. And that's kind of what I've been exploring a lot lately with this energy of frequency of money. Because we knew we were going to have it. We knew this lifetime, this incarnation, this one lifetime, whatever it is, money would be an element. And it didn't scare us off. So why have we let it scare us now? Okay. Because here's the thing. Excuse me. I was one of those who kept waiting for, like in Star Trek, where money wasn't an issue. You created because it was fun and you could have everything and do everything and go everywhere you wanted, and money wasn't an issue. I kept waiting for that. And all I was doing was pushing money away, because let's face it, money is a part of our lives. Okay. And this is not one of those of like, you should have millions or billions of dollars. My wish for you is to have as much money that creates the life that you desire. And that's going to be different for each person. Because a lot of people think like, oh, if I have a lot of money, I have to go to Monaco and I have to fly first class and I have to do all of those kind of things. I haven't been to Monaco. I have flown first class. When you fly nonstop for 14 years, you rack up those points and you get those upgrades, baby. But I do desire for you to have as much money to create the life that you desire, whatever that looks like for you. Some people, it's horse equipment. For other people, it's jewelry. For other people, it's a comfortable life with a small little cottage, but an ease-filled life. And Until we're in Star Trek time, money is an issue. Not an issue, it's an element. And so today is really about how we stop pushing away the invitation to the element of money, that frequency of money, so that we can greet it as an old friend. Okay. Oh, nice. Somebody in the chat said their life is a gorgeous home in the country with a wraparound porch. And I know this one, she might have a photo of it that she's using to manifest. So, and you know what? I'm going to tell on her a little bit. Since she started having that as the target and the clarity of what she wants her life to be, money's come in more. So there is a dynamic thing to being like, to knowing the type of life you want and the money required for it. Because so many people think it's that Monaco lifestyle, right? Where that jet setting and snobbery or, you know, whatever, right? Which, P.S., I've hung out with people like that. They're not like that. Some of them are very kind. Don't get me wrong. They're some assholes. But one of the things that I've seen a lot of us do is we think it's that life, we think the life of having a lot of money is that life we see in the movies. And you know what? A lot of us don't actually want that life. You know, one of my favorite stories is I was working with a client and she was having money issues and she was trying to make money. And so we used various tools, we cleared the energies, we changed points of view on all this kind of stuff. And so I finally asked her one day, I'm like, what do you think a life of wealth and money, ease with money looks like? And she described this life, like I said, of going to Monaco, all these jewelry, fancy clothes, fancy restaurants, you know, and all that kind of stuff, which, hey, if that's your bag, good on you. I like elements of that myself. And as she was describing this, what was interesting is it didn't light up her universe. As she was describing this wealthy lifestyle, this life of money, it did not light up her universe. And I asked her, I'm like, why? Yeah, I know you're describing this, but you don't seem excited. And she's like, well, I'm not. I guess I'm not. You're right. I'm not. And I'm like, well, what would be one of your favorite nurturing, warm, yummy days? And she's like, oh, some of my favorite days is when I get to go on my horse and with my dogs and we go out camping and we do the cattle and, you know, all this kind of stuff. I'm like, well, if you're a horse girl and you want to be out in the wilderness, why are you thinking that you want a life of fancy clothes and jewelry and fancy restaurants? And she's like, oh, because I saw other people doing it and I thought that's what having a life of money was. And I'm like, no, what is your life of money look like? And what's interesting about that is once she got that, she started creating more money. And she's like, you know what? All the stuff for my horses and the camping gear and upkeep. And she's like, that's actually a more expensive lifestyle. But she started creating more money because she was actually targeting the life that she desired. When she wasn't excited about that life of fancy clothes and jewelry and fancy restaurants and all of staying clean, basically, you know, like, I don't mean staying clean, like, she liked to get dirty, right? You know, camping and all that kind of stuff. When she was trying to create the fancy life that wasn't her, she didn't want it. So she was pushing that life away. And what was one of the best ways to push that life away is to not have the money to create it. So a couple of things. We're going to go to a break here soon. But what's interesting about this is a couple of things, so many things. To stop herself from having that life, she pushed money away because it wasn't the life she wanted, and she thought that is what life with money looked like. So how to avoid having that life? Have no money. Okay, couple of things. It tells me that she actually has a good relationship with money, that she could be like, no money, don't come because I don't want that life. And money was like, okay, I won't. And then as soon as she went, oh, wait a minute, I want a life and good trailers to haul my cat, my horse, and maybe I'll get a second horse and get some, good gear and get it taken care of for camping and all of this kind of stuff. The money started coming in because it matched the life that she was wanting and desiring to create. So the money, that frequency of money, was a welcome thing to support her to create that life. So as we go to a break here, look at this. What does your life with money look like? If it is that fancy life, great, but I want you to be honest about it. As a kid, we always go, yeah, I want that fancy life. And that may be true for some of us, but it's not going to be true for all of us. When I was younger, I thought I wanted that fancy life. And now I would love a cabin in the mountains with lots of land around and nature, which, by the way, is expensive. But money comes in when you know, when you act, money comes in when you're actually targeting the life that you create, the life that you desire. So what life with money do you desire? Let me ponder that as we go on this break, all right? You are watching and exploring with me, Danielle, your host and fellow explorer on the Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder. And today we are exploring, excuse me, that frequency of money. And if you stuck around this long, you figured out this isn't a budgeting show. It's not a how can you work harder and save more show. This is not about fixing you. This is about clarity. And it's about frequency, the frequency of money. Right? But it is. It's about frequency. Everything out there is frequency. We are frequency. Our bodies are frequencies of vibration, right? It's energy. And so what's interesting is with money being a frequency, you being a frequency, relationships are a frequency. And like any relationship, money responds to how you feel about it, how you think about it. If you reject it or you accept it, it's really interesting. All right. So, because are you receiving money or are you rejecting money? It's a weird question, but it's out there. Okay. So here's what's interesting is in the eclectic Danielle life, I also have an archaeology degree because I'm just not enough of a nerd. Okay. Money is an interesting creation. When I've studied, I love history, right? Money is an interesting creation. And I bear with me, I have a point to this whole thing. But when man first walked the earth, we lived in family systems. We were self-contained. We did all our own hunting, gathering, all of that kind of stuff. And then we started banding together in communities because it was safer. More on that later in another show. But we started banding together for safety and other things. And then from that, we started trading. We started barter systems. Okay. Say, like, Susie likes making blankets, and Mary Jo liked making butter. Susie liked making blankets, but hated making butter. Whereas Mary Jo loved making butter, but hated making blankets. So, and Susie, oh, when she would go and make butter because she hated it, it would take her like the longest time. Have you guys ever noticed that? If you don't want to do something, it takes forever. So, in that same time that she made one block of butter, she could make like 10 blankets because she loved making blankets. And so it would go faster. Have you ever noticed that? The more you are enjoying it, the more you're in line with the energy of it, the more you accomplish, the more you make, and the easier it is. Okay? Stay with me. There's a point to all of this. And so, well, one day Susie and Mary Jo were having a conversation, and they were like, "Oh, I hate making this, but I love making this." And they're like, "Well, we should trade. I'll make the butter, you make the blankets, and then we trade, right?" And that's how we started with the barter systems. And then, as it has started expanding, they're like, okay, well, some people don't want blankets or butter. So how do we pay for blankets and how do we pay with blankets and butter if the other person that we're trading or bartering with doesn't want blankets or butter? And so that's when we started using what is basically objects that held shared value, right? It used to be things like shells or beads or spices like salts or metals, precious metals. These are our golds, our silvers, our platinums, things like that, right? Even bronze. Okay. Here's the thing. Well, and then I'm sorry, I started to jump ahead. And then we assigned value to these precious objects that had a shared value. And then we decided to make coins, and then we decided to do paper, and then banking system. And you know what? Remember, there used to be like as much gold to back up the currency paper money that was in circulation. Not as much anymore, but yeah, we'll just make more paper money, and then that's more money, right? Don't even get me started on economics. But here's the thing. Is eventually the numbers started even replacing objects together. We are quickly heading towards a online only currency situation. But this is not the show for that. But the show is about looking back at the creation of it. We created money. Look at it. We created money. It's not like we got here in this reality and some divine force said, "This is how it works. You're going to do this and then this and then this, these minerals and these metals and these gems have value. And then you're going to use that. And then it's going to be, you're going to have coins and currency and banking system." I know you have a brand new brain, but let me explain banking system to you. No. We created it. We looked around and went, what would make our life easier? I don't want to spend my time making blankets if I hate it. I want to spend more time making butter because I love it. and I produce more and I'm happier, and then I have more time available to create other things. So we created this whole money. We created money. Let me say that one more time. We created money. We created money for more time. We created more money for more ease, for more fun, for more possibility. We did not create money to control us, to drive us down, to be the evil thing. Okay. We created money to assist us, to make our lives ease-filled. I can hear some of your heads. You're like, well, if we created money, where'd it go wrong? That's what we're changing today. We're looking again at the frequency of it. And why I keep saying again and again, we created money, is because how many of us have put money as this outside thing? This like unknowable, unreachable separation from ourselves that is just out there taunting us and torturing us and going like, that's a technical term, by the way. But really, how many people have separated ourselves from money, and we've made it this thing to fight against, fight with, or fight for? What if it's not about fighting with it anymore? What if it's about embracing the tools that we made? We made money to create a life of ease. Okay. So how do we change the frequency of it? Our frequency with it? Because money at the core has always been really an element of trust and fun and ease and excitement and specialization. And here's the thing. We never created money as something that was meant to be solid. The frequency of money is meant to flow. And really look at that for a minute, because beyond the frequency, well, including the frequency, but also look at the very tactile way money is supposed to come into this and how it works in this reality. I receive money for clients, classes, that kind of stuff. And then I pay other people for sometimes clients and classes and mortgage or cleaning or taking care of my website or a number of things. I get paid, it flows in. I pay others, it flows out. And then those I pay others. And then those they pay others. And then those they pay others. And then those they pay others. Money is supposed to flow. And yet we try to stop it. One of the biggest ways to change the flow of money is to stop trying to stop it. And what I mean by this and what it looks like in this reality is how many of us, the second we get some money, we hold on to it so tight, like I'm never going to let you go. The flow and frequency of money resists that. It's like, but I'm meant to flow in and out. It doesn't mean you have to lose it all. But when you're in the flow of money, it comes in, it goes out. It comes in, it goes out. But if you're only focusing on the out, you're going to miss the inflow of money as well. You know, it's like in the very first Star Wars. I told you I'm a nerd. The very first Star Wars, where Princess Leia is right at the beginning and saying, the more you hold those I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember the phrase exactly, but Princess Leia is like, the more you hold tightly to those star systems, the more they're going to slip through your fingers. Same thing with money. The tighter you hold on to it, you miss the inflow. Okay. And you step out of the flow of money. It's like, for me, the flow of money is like a big river, a big energetic river. And it flows in, it flows out, it flows in, it flows out. Sometimes it flows in more, sometimes it flows out more. But if you're always trusting that you know it's going to flow in, it's going to flow in. I've had a million readings in my life, and all of it's been like the universe will provide. But we have to let it, my friends. We have to let the universe provide. All right. We're going to take a quick little break. And while we're on the break, do a couple of things for me. First, if you're liking the show, if you're liking this content, please do consider going to your favorite platform like iTunes or Apple Music, I guess. And do please rate, review, and if you can give me a 5-star rating, that would be amazing. And then leave a comment. Because here's the thing. We're playing with the algorithms. It's not about an ego thing. It's about the algorithms. And when you rate it, review it, leave a comment, you're telling the algorithms, hey, more people need to know this information. So if you feel more people need to know this information, I would be so honored and so touched in the good way, if you would consider doing that for the exploration of wonder with me, Danielle Carter. And the other thing I want you to do during the break is imagine you and your body in that flow of money, that energetic river flow of money. What does that feel like? Just be with that during the break and let it infuse you and see how you and your body feel after the break. All right, my friends, you are watching and exploring with me, Danielle Carter, on the Exploration of Wonder, and we are on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
And welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder. Today we are exploring the frequency of money. What if money doesn't have to be the enemy? What if money doesn't have to be that torturous thing that you just can't do and have, and other people can have it, but it's not for you? Well, you know what? It's for you as much as you want it to be for you. And that's what this is all about, okay? Previously, I was explaining about how we created money. Like, I gave you the history of it. We created money. We created as a tool to use, a tool to thrive in, and yet somewhere it became in charge. Somewhere along the way, it became emotional. It became moral. It became personal. And like I said, money somewhere became in charge. Money started to represent things like safety, freedom, worth, not just worth on the paper, but like our self-worth, success or failure. Suddenly money wasn't neutral anymore and it became this charged thing. And this is more and more where the frequency comes in and why I'm talking about it, okay? Because everything has frequency. Everything has energy. Thoughts, feelings, emotions, words. And money is no exception. Money is a frequency. Money is an energy. Money has, you know, at the beginning, I asked you to tap into the actual consciousness of money and to look underneath our judgments of it, our charged particles with it, and just really look at the consciousness of money itself. And the consciousness of money itself is like, hey, you created me. I am here to assist you. Let me know how much of it you would like. Let's go. Okay. Because money responds less to what you say you want and more to what you're being and the energy you're being with it. When you think about it, log in your bank accounts and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to get, because I always have tips, right? We're going to get into that too. So ask yourself, when you go to check your bank account, do you tense up? Do you look like a crime scene? Like, no, how bad is it, right? Do you feel guilt when spending something? The second you spend, like, oh, I bought a water at the airport, right? I just got back from a trip, and I bought a water at the airport. And if I had gone, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I spent $3 on a bottle of water at an airport. I know body or thirsty, but it was so expensive. What does that do with my frequency of money? Does it invite more in or does it push it away? What if I instead said, you know what? I'm grateful that I have the money to buy this $3 bottle of water at an airport, which I know some airports is like $5 or $6. But what if I'm grateful for it and be like, I am so grateful that I had the credit, even if I charged it, the credit to be able to buy this $3 bottle of water because honestly, my body needed water. Airports are weirdly dry, and yeah, my body needed the water. But when you're with gratitude for it, gratitude for the money, even if you don't know where the next point of money is coming in, when you are grateful for it, even as you're spending it, you're like, oh, okay, thank you. What does that energy of gratitude do to your frequency and your connection with money? Does it push it away? Or does it make friends with it, which draws it closer? And here's the thing. You don't have to apologize for wanting more. This is something that shows up a lot that I find so very interesting, is that so many people apologize. They're like, I'm sorry, I want more. Why are you sorry? You know, I end so many of my classes, because I do classes on money, which, by the way, at the start of the year, go to my website, or you can go to my website now, but it starts in January, which at the time of recording, we're halfway through December. Anyway, sorry, momentary Christmas glitch. In January, I'm doing a Reset Your Frequency with Money challenge call thing. So it's a lot of fun. Go to my website, danielle.com, and check it out. If you are liking this kind of stuff, we're going to go into it for several days. So it'll be a lot of fun. But I usually end a lot of my classes with, hey, you know what? I want you guys to have money, not just the money, but money, because I know what you can do with it. You know, it's not about, and it's not wrong to love money, right? There is a saying about sayings that are unfinished. I do this whole series of, I have a class called Energy of Words, and it is not coming up today. It's that love of money, right? Love of money isn't the problem. It's when you love only money, basically. Okay. So I know a lot of people always bring that up in classes. It's like, what about the love of money? It's evil. Money is the root of all evil. No. I love money. Doesn't mean I'm evil. But if I love only money, that's when we're getting into that holding tight and it being all weird. For me, and what I'm inviting you guys to, is I love what money affords me to be able to do. If I didn't have any amount of money, I couldn't have the computer or the microphone or the internet to talk to you now. If you didn't have money, you couldn't have the platform that you're listening or watching this on, right? So it's like, money is not evil. What we think of it, it has become evil. And so I always like to say, you know, I love what money affords me to do. It affords me to be generous. It affords me to create a life where I get to do this, talk to you and all of that kind of stuff. I get to travel and go to classes. I get to create classes. I get the education to create the classes for you guys and invite you to more. So what if you love what money affords you to do? And I'm playing in that double entendre word of afford, because yes, afford, because you can afford it because you have the money, but afford in that definition of capability. What does it allow you to do, right? What is money affording you to be able to do? Okay, so I just wanted to address that, because I know a lot of people are like, what about money is the root of all evil? And it's like, no, the love of money is the root of all evil. That's the expression. Money is the root of all evil. But the full expression is the love of money is the root of all evil. But I think it should say the love of only money is the root of all evil. Okay. Because when you've seen those, history is filled with those people who have a lot of money and hold on to it. And they were miserable. Whereas there's people out there who are so kind and generous who don't have a lot of money, but they're in that flow of money that I asked you to, you know, participate in the second break. And they're so happy. I'm not saying those who have money are not happy and those who don't are not. Sorry. I am not saying those who have money are unhappy and those who have money who don't have money are not, are happy. Woo. See, I don't believe that so much. I can't even say the sentence. Is for me, it's always what you're doing with it, how you're using it to create your life. I know a lot of people who use very little money to create a happy life. I know a lot of people who create a lot of money to create a happy life. Whereas I also know people who have a lot of money who create a miserable life, and I know people with no money who create a miserable life. It's really what you're doing and being with it, okay? But money doesn't respond well to fear, pressure, shame, desperation, or control, okay? Those energies all signal unsafe. Don't come here. Don't play with me. Don't explore with me. But when you're willing to be that energy of presence, appreciation, gratitude, willingness, curiosity, ease, and like, yeah, you know what? My bank account's fun. Come play with me. Bring your friends. Money doesn't want to be chased. It wants to be invited. Money doesn't want to be rejected. It wants to be received. The consciousness of money is very like us. What if you treated money with how you would like to be treated? What would your relationship, what would the frequency be then? If you're like, hello, money, thank you, it's good to see you, come and play. Okay? It wants to be treated just like you. Okay? And your body will tell you a lot. If your body is braced, money feels that. If your nervous system is open, money moves more freely in. Okay. Some quick tips. This should be like a 5-hour show. But here's some quick tips. Stop making money the villain. I think I've gone on a lot about this one, right? Money isn't the problem. Your relationship with it is strained, but money wants to contribute to you. Money is sitting in there going, hey, how much of us would you like to come to the party and what can we do for you? But we've made money evil. If I have money, I will become evil. You know, the joke with me and my sister and my mom used to be, we would like to be tested. Bring in all the money and we'll be tested to see if we'll be evil. Like, we are good stewards of money, right? We'll be stewards of money. Test us, right? Test us, universe. So stop making money the villain. Money isn't the villain. We made it. It's a tool we made to create our life with more ease. Yay! And how many of us are doing that? Most of us are not. Hence the weird state of the world with money and the weird points of view. But hopefully this begins to change some of that. All right, my friends, we're going to go on our final break. And during the break, please do start looking at the relationship you have with money. Do you greet it as a friend, or is it the villain of your story? All right. But do come back, because I have more tips, rapid fire tips in our last segment. And you are exploring the frequency of money today with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, on the Exploration of Wonder. We are on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, and today we are exploring the frequency of money. And I've said a lot, please do re-listen to this show, because just listening to it will help you change the frequency of it, because you'll have those, and those awarenesses modulate the frequency. So please do listen again. And just as a reminder, go check out my website, danielle.com, because in January, which is not very far away, I am doing a resetting your frequency challenge class thing. I'm a boober. So please do check it out. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's not overly expensive, because I want everybody with money, as much money as they would like to have for the life that they would like to create. I would like you to have that amount of money. So it'll be very affordable. All right. So here we go. Rapid fire tips. Notice how your body reacts to money. Is your chest tight? Do you hyperventilate? Do you freak out? Do you cry? Does your whole body contract? Okay, this tells you what you're being, what frequency and energy you're being with money, and how you're interacting with it. Okay, so this awareness helps you begin to shift, because you know, it's like, if I think about money and I'm like, well, then I have some judgments and points of view, and I'm not friends with it. I'm actually kind of probably angry with it. So see how your body reacts to money. Talk to money like it's your best friend. Say hello to it when it comes in, thank it when it leaves. As I talked about, it sounds silly, but it works. Okay. And I recently made a YouTube video called Money Tips or something like that. Abundance Tips, How to Manifest More Money Now. Go to my YouTube video, Danielle Carter. Go to my YouTube channel, Danielle Carter. And it's one of the, what's one of the most recently, like Attract Cash Fast or something like that. And I go into that a lot. So do check that out. More tips. Here's the next tip. Remove moral languaging. What do I mean by that? How many of us have made money or good or bad? It's not. It's a tool. Money is a tool. I cannot say that enough. Is a hammer good or bad? I can't use that hammer. It's evil. But how am I going to nail this door together? Well, I won't use a hammer because it's evil. Money's a tool. We assign the morality. Okay. So stop saying it's good or bad. It's sinful if you spend. It's selfish if you have money or you don't give money away or you buy something for yourself or you buy a massage. How dare you? Go buy a massage. Okay. So we assign the morality. So change the morality, the moral language around it. You will change the frequency and the energy with it. Let money move. Let it flow. If you're so worried and so trying to keep it from flowing out, unfortunately, it doesn't just work one way. You can't be like, I'm going to let it flow in, but it's never flowing out. If you're stopping it flowing out, it's going to stop flowing in. I don't mean go spend money you don't have. I am not saying that. Be very aware and practical with your money. But don't feel guilty for spending it. And check out that YouTube video because I go into that a lot about like what to do with like money and bills and that kind of stuff. Okay. Clean up resentment. I love this one. Old stories of like, I worked so hard for that and I didn't get paid enough. Well, then you're just telling the universe you don't get paid enough. So it's going to keep delivering. You don't get paid enough. So change those stories. Okay. Separate your worth from your wealth. Money is a system of measurement, but it is not a measurement of you. Okay, so separate your self-worth from your self-wealth. Be grateful for what you already have. Really, really look at that. We are taught to build from lack, so we're always looking for what's missing. But then we're always focusing on what's missing, and we get what we focus on, so we start missing and destroying more things or lacking. So when you focus on what you already have and be grateful for it, you're building a foundation to receive more. So as a challenge, go throughout your house, your home, your life. And I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful I have this. Even though I'm worried about next month's mortgage, I'm grateful I could pay this month's mortgage. That gratitude builds a foundation to build, to receive more from. Okay. Be honest about the life that you want. I talked a lot about that in the first segment. If you're trying to create a life you don't want, you'll reject that life and the money to create that life because you're like, I don't want that. Let me sabotage that. Which, by the way, brilliant, potent. So be honest about the life that you want so that you'll actually create the money to support it. Okay. And one of my last ones that I really love is shifting from control to collaboration to partnership to friendship. We made money to be a tool for us to thrive. Let it be a collaboration. Let it be a partnership. Let it be a friendship. Greet your money as an old friend. I am so glad you're here. Come play. Bring your friends because you know what? My bank account is full of gratitude and I know money loves gratitude. So come and play. I will shower you with gratitude. You shower me with the ability to create the life that I desire. Thank you very much. It's a partnership, it's collaboration, it's a friendship, it's an exploration. All right. And really just look at what frequency are you inviting in right now with the money? Are you pushing money away? Are you inviting it? Are you vilifying it? Or are you grateful for it? If someone vilifies you, do you want to play with them? No. Money is the same way. The more you're grateful for it, the more you get to have, the more you're inviting it in. And from various sources. I didn't even get into that. Like I said, this needs to be like a 5-hour call. Or come on the call in January, the Changing the Frequency of Money Challenge. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this. I always enjoy this kind of stuff. Next week is Ending to Begin. Hope you join me then and really look at these money tips because I really want you to have as much money to create the life that you desire. All right, my friends, have a fun week, a magic week, a fun, money-filled week. Be back next week. I will be. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you for exploring with us today.
Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.